The governor says he's confident the legislature is finally ready to move beyond the impasse of the past 3 years and to vote for programs that'll provide another means of paying for state government instead of spending billions every year out of permanent fund earnings.
I think that there's an awareness that sitting back doing nothing is just not going to solve the problem.
Walker says based on his discussions with lawmakers, he's optimistic they'll come up with legislation to generate revenue, perhaps through the payroll tax he's proposed, or some other means that legislators will come up with.
It may be in a form different than I have proposed, and that's fine. I don't bang the podium and say it's got to be this or nothing. It's just we need additional revenue.
And he's downright certain that budget cuts will again be needed to hold down costs while lawmakers and administration officials work on ways to prime the state's economic pump. But he says the end of the tough times is in sight.
We're getting to the point now that we're starting to put back. In other words, we've cut so far on something we've had to put back in as a result of that. So that's a sign of how far we have cut. In some areas, I think we cut too far.
Walker says, for example, he's added $34 million back into the Department of Public Safety's budget to help deal with a spike in crime in both cities and outlying communities. And he predicts that in the coming years, the state will be able to boost funding to municipalities that's been slashed over the past 3 years since state revenues tumbled due to a free fall in oil prices.
Well, there are some that say we are at the bottom, that we have reached that point and we'll start to pick up. And I look at the activity is happening on the North Slope.
The governor said in an interview Friday with reporters from a couple of Fairbanks media outlets that his upbeat assessment of the economy is largely based on recent announcements of increased oil exploration and development in Alaska's oil patch.
We're having more activity from ConocoPhillips than we've had since 2005 as far as exploration. Now, I look at the interest on the North Slope as far as on the lease sales, the highest we've had in over 20 years. So, you know, obviously, the announcement on the 1002 has brought a lot of focus on Alaska.
The 1002 refers to the 1.5 million acre coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, which Congress opened up to oil and gas exploration this year. Walker says that and congressional and executive actions to authorize construction of a roadway in the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge and to loosen the federal roadless rule in the Tongass National Forest all signal that the feds are giving Alaska a green light to access, explore, and develop resources.
We've never had the opportunity really to have access to our resources like we do now.
The governor says his optimism is further boosted by federal support for a deal with China to build a pipeline to move North Slope natural gas to an export facility on the Kenai Peninsula.
I try to contain my enthusiasm on that, quite honestly, because I don't want to overplay and say all of our problems are resolved. They're not. But boy, what an incredible landscape we have ahead of us.
Walker flew to Fairbanks Friday to meet with municipal leaders and others before returning to Juneau, where he'll try to share his upbeat assessment with a decidedly less enthusiastic legislature. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.